10 or 2 over and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71. Channel 2 over and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71. Channel 2 over and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon and dry the 16th of July, 71. Channel 2 over and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this hot, dry Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71.
Same thing last night, except worse.
Yeah, they wouldn't even talk last night. They'd just ring the telephone, they'd get up, go answer it. And they'd say, Mr. Cook. Yes, ma'am. And that was it. Bang. They'd bang your receiver down.
What do you think it was? They didn't want that telephone company to catch them?
I think they suspicion whenever the telephone company would cut in. I think they could hear it.
Oh.
See, when that instrument would cut in on my line, they could hear it. Lasted from about 10:30 last night until 1 o'clock.
My Cookie?
Then I was worried and so cock-eyed mad and so much disturbance outside. I never went to sleep till after 3.
Oh, there's still
dog was still raising sand. And he don't bark unless there's something out there. And it wasn't Little Man because Little Man was at the gate. I shined a light back there, and he was at the gate.
And you got a light you can see with?
Yes, sir.
Do you get out and walk the premises?
No, I don't get out hunting for them, because I can see them if they're on my property. I mean, up there at the house. My light will shine all over my what I got fenced in there. Then I couldn't leave the kids. They'd go in hysterics. If I was to get outside, that house would be right on my tail now. I had to sleep with two of them last night. I mean, lay with two of them after they go to sleep. Even Laura is scared to death.
Now that's just somebody causing you trouble.
That's right.
Deliberately.
And I'm gonna find out who it was. Who it is. Now I'm getting tired of it. I was tired of it before it ever started.
Still one or two people?
It's one to three people. You know that nice little lady that was over at the trailer, nurse, that came down with Laura and Pete Swenson? She's right at the top of my list. She sure is.
Yeah.
And Laura's just about to lose confidence in her, too.
What's that?
It's Nurse Swenson. I ain't got no more confidence in her than I have the jackrabbit out here in the field.
And that's
something. She has been talking to Laura, see, about this junior college in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, she was talking that way, yeah.
Okay. These two boys are in St. Petersburg. They're stationed down there in the Navy. I've got it all added up when it comes to one answer. Okay. Swenson is a coming to me and Helen, bragging up to Junior College in St. Petersburg to let Laura go down there and go to school so Laura can be with them boys when she wants to be. She'll be away from home. Daddy won't know nothing about it. Mama won't know nothing about it. And Swenson will be down there every other weekend, and they'll just have themselves a ball. That's what it's all added up to be. And Swenson's found out by me telling her just what I thought of the whole situation. And I told her right in front of Laura. And that hurt still worse. Because she knows that she's been feeding Laura a big line ever since she's been working there. About her being 18 years old, you're your own boss, you do what you want to, your daddy can't help it, he can't do nothing about it.
Is that right?
You can have a car in your name, you can do this and you can do that. Well, she absolutely cannot. She cannot. I can't even go to the courthouse and make her a gift of that car without my name being on that title first. It'd be Leo and Laura. My name would be first, then Laura.
Until she's
21 years old. Still, they say a girl is her own boss at 18. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care what she does, where she goes, what kind of trouble she gets into. If it's rough enough, bad enough for the law to take over, who do they call and get permission to arrest her? They call me. They can arrest her, but they cannot lock her up until they get my permission. If it's drastic enough.
Yeah.
18.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
That's right. They do it. They do it, but they're not supposed to. Absolutely.
Now, Laura tells you what's going on.
She's been talking the last two or three days more freely than she has in a year. She's opened up and told me stuff that happened 6 and 8 months ago, all leading up to this one particular incident.
It's been building up.
It's been building up since she went to work on that second floor of the hospital. When she went to work under Swenson. Swenson is doing that, babying her and blannying her so she can get more work out of her. Laura is thinking that Swenson will just pick her up and float her right on through nursing school. Well, she ain't going to do that. She ain't gonna do that. She's just babying her and blannying her to get every bit of work out of her that she can. And Laura has busted herself trying to do what they want done. So Laura's asked for a transfer.
To some other floor.
To the fifth floor, psychiatric ward.
Some other boss. Other head nurse or
that's right. Older people. Older officials. See, all the officials on that floor are none of them over 28 years old. They're all young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be better.
None of them.
Not even the head supervisor. She looks like an 18-year-old girl walking down the hall.
Yeah.
Sure does. So Laura's asked for fifth floor, psychiatric ward. There is no patients up there that she has to get up. I mean, disabled patients. They're all able to get up and go to the bathroom themselves. She don't have to lift them out of the bed on the bedpan, or lift them out of bed and set them in a chair like she has had. And I talked that into her. I just told her, I said, Laura, if you're going to be a nurse, why don't you do this? And you worked on that floor for 6 or 8 months. Now, why don't you change to another floor and learn something about some other part of the hospital, some other ward, like a psychiatric or a maternity ward or heart patients or something like that. I said, why don't you learn some of that? It'll help you in your schooling. Well, she fell for that like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And then last night she broke down.
They don't think of things like that.
No, she broke down last night. She come home and found out I was having the same trouble. And she just sat down on the bed beside me. She said, "Daddy, she was crying. She was hurt all over." She said, "Daddy, there ain't one thing I need." I said, "Laura, what's that?" She said, "I just need yours and Mama's help." And I said, "Now, do you just back up and come one more time?" She told me again. I said, "Well, first of all, you've got to try to help yourself." And we can't help her if she won't try to help herself and go along with what we've got to say.
Yeah. And talk to you.
That's right. And let me know what's going on. If this hadn't come up, I would have never pried into her private social business. But the time has come that I've got to know a little bit of her private social business, or I can't help her. Now, am I right or am I wrong, Faith?
See how you can, you know, or your health things like happened a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. I can't have that. In order for us to help her and get her straightened out and get her on the right road again, she's going to have to do just what we say. And I'm not saying she can't go out with a boy. No, don't. I'm not saying that. But I want him to be man enough to come to the house and get her and not call her on the telephone and say, "Meet me down at the Jiffy store."
That's right, Cookie.
Yeah.
If he ain't man enough to come to the house and knock on the door and say, "May I speak to Laura?" and walk on in the house and have a conversation with me and Helen while Laura's getting ready, there ain't a thing a coming to him. I don't care who he is or where he come from.
Don't they do that anymore?
No, they drive up in front of the house and blow the horn, and here they go, just a running. That's why we got so much juvenile delinquency today.
So you don't know who's in there behind that horn?
You don't know who's behind that horn? No, sir, you do not. It could be a coal black nigger for all we know. And I'm not going to put up with it. No, my daddy didn't. And when I went to see Helen, I walked up on the porch like a man. I knocked on the door and asked for Helen, if she was there all right. If she wasn't, I turned around and walked back home, because that's the only way I had to get near a walk. 17 miles.
Took pretty good shoes to hold up from that use.
But now, that's just the whole thing in a nutshell. Everybody has been feeding her a line about her being 18 years old. Now, that's what started the whole thing.
but isn't that awful? All this 18-year-old stuff come in, and look, it affects it, so they can take part in the affairs of the country.
That's right. They think they can take part and run their mom and daddy, but they ain't gonna run me, no.
They just cut loose from everybody, do what they want. Now that's not what 18-year-old is for.
An 18-year-old child, I don't care how mature he is, how good an education they got, or how good a parents they got, that individual is not mature at 18 years old. Not mature enough to get out on his own and be independent.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is that steps out on their own at 18 years old. They might say they made it themselves, but they did not. They had to have help from somebody somewhere along the line. They had to have help. It may have not been financial help. I'm not, Laura could make enough money, I know, to take care of her physical needs.
Well, now, are these household people?
That's right.
Oh, I see, and they are in the Navy or something.
That's right, they're in the Navy in St. Petersburg. And Laura's one of Laura's supposed to be good girlfriends married one of these boys. Well, they're thinking Laura is going to stoop low enough to hang around with that other nut.
Yeah.
Well, I told them. I told Jimmy Paget a year ago. Just what he could depend on. I told him right to his face, I said, there ain't no man about you. I said, any man, any young boy that ain't got respect enough for a young lady to walk up to their house and knock on their door and ask for them like a man, I said, Jimmy Paget, you're lower than a snake's belly. And I'm telling you right to your face. I made him sit there and take it just like water running off a duck's back.
And that was one of these customers?
That's right. That was the ringleader. And he's the one I think gave Laura LSD.
Oh.
I can't prove it, but I always will believe it until I'm proven otherwise. He's the bird.
Yeah.
And he don't want to set his foot on my property. God help him if he does. I told him to stay off. Told him to absolutely not cross my path. Because if he did, I was going to give him. And I mean,
he had taken no chances.
He had better not take no chance, because I'll get him.
He not out for that.
No, he's out to get Laura. If he can get Laura in his automobile, he won't stop till he gets to St. Pete, and I know it. And scared Laura to death when she heard about that girl in Alabama being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Laura scared to death. Well, now you fellas can encourage it if that opportunity ever comes up. Encourage her to be afraid of anybody walking along beside her car. Or hauling anybody in her car.
Yes.
We don't, nowadays, we don't know who our friend is.
Yeah, that's an awful thought, isn't it?
But it's the God's truth. We don't know who our friend is. Now, Laura thought that Swenson was just it. And you know, she talked to me like that until I went up and talked to her.
Asked if she was out here at the picnic.
Yes. And, well, this all happened on Monday. I went and talked to Swenson on Tuesday. I told her, I said, Laura won't be in to work all week.
Oh, yes, yeah, she'll be back tomorrow. She just got the 24-hour virus. I said, what about her low blood? What about her pulse being 130? I didn't know about that. I said, well, you better back up because that's her condition right now. And she won't be back to work this week. Well, she says if she wants to come to work, I think you should let her come because she's of age. And we'll take care of her.
Well, she talked up to you.
She told me right to my face that she was of age.
Yes.
She says, and furthermore, if she wants to smoke, smoke marijuana, or go to parties after work, she says, by God, I think it's all right. And you have no business prying into her private affairs.
Oh, really?
Oh, she told you
that. She told me that.
Is
right
that
to my
right?
Side, right to my face. I told her right to her face right then. I said, Miss Swenson, you're not the woman I thought you was.
You know, I didn't linger over that, that day.
I wish you had.
I took it just like to her right off. She didn't hear what anybody said. Did you notice that?
I noticed that. It was what she said is all counts.
Yeah. And she had nothing to say.
No.
I was a little ashamed to do that, but before I left, I talked to all of them.
Yeah.
But there's not a linger for her.
So,
I just told her I can get transferred now.
Cookie, you've got, if it's not one thing, it's something else over there also. This is not all by itself.
No.
As long as you live over there, you think you're going to have something?
There's always going to be something to interfere.
Depressing.
Right. And I'm going to tell you exactly what's causing it all. And I'll be darned if I'm going to turn any other way.
It's not the niggers.
No, not necessarily. It's the fact that I try to raise my family and try to treat them like I want to be treated myself. I don't turn them loose and let them go to the four winds.
Yeah.
I like to know where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's not another family in Hawthorne that does that.
Yeah. They're not.
There's not. Emory Allen, a good friend of mine. He owns Allen's Fence Company in Hawthorne. All right. He's got a 15-year-old daughter, his oldest one. He was letting her date this particular boy there in Hawthorne. And been letting her date since she was 14. She's 15 past now. And she's been dating the same boy all the time. They've been going to the show when they want to, come back when they want to, go to the beach, stay for a weekend.
Is that right? That's your neighbors.
And
15.
When she got out of school, why? School was out on Wednesday. They left on Friday for North Carolina to that correctional institution for girls in North Carolina because she is already 3 months pregnant.
Because
that's just a small estimate as to what has gone on.
Don't count.
Who's in your house?
By the name of Griffiths. Robert Griffiths over at Hatchet Creek on 26 going towards Melrose. He got some money. That's all I want is money.
But I don't, you inquire around, things are shooting up so high, you see. You can sell a $10,000 house for five, wouldn't know the difference. Things are changing, shifting, just skyrocketing, you know, that inflation.
I'm gonna get $15,000. I get four for it.
Yeah, but you got all that property, that ground.
Yeah, but what good is a whole world to me without satisfaction?
Now, it's been a good while since you had any dealings over there.
Yeah, a good long while.
Yeah.
I don't know when I bought anything in Hawthorne.
There ought to be somebody over there, that you know, that would treat you right.
Miss Todd, Grandma Todd.
Yeah.
That's it. Grandma Todd.
Grandma Todd.
Well, now I got to go.
Righto.
Fix my car up tonight. In the morning before breakfast.
Well, now what's the state of your car, Cookie? You got everything in but the hose?
Yeah. Take long to finish it up.
Oh, it won't. No. Just get the hose. And that old hose was so old, it was brittle.
Yeah.
I never saw a hose act like that. It must be ancient. Hose won't generally last all that long, will it?
No.
I guess
the heat helped them heat your hose, because it's right down under the intake manifold, right next to it, lays right on the motor.
Oh.
Right underneath the carburetor. Goes back underneath the carburetor.
Oh. Oh, Lord. But you got it all going last night, except your hose.
Yeah.
Didn't have your helper.
No.
Well, that's about the first job you've gonna taken over there without a little help, isn't it?
In a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I had my help. By golly, Alice was out there with me.
Yeah. She bring you matches.
She kept me in coffee.
Yeah. And here for the first time, today we're sitting here without a swig of anything.
Yeah, I didn't know you was out of instant.
Well, I better get over there.
Cookie, what happens when the coal thing, I just put a lot of water in the radiator, and the coal thing
lights on my dashboard. This is Channel 2 Oven, the end of the right short visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71. Channel 2 Oven around 375, and the end of the visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71. So Channel 2 Over around 370, 75, 80. This hot Friday afternoon, the end of the visit with Cookie this hot Friday afternoon, the 16th of July, 71.